New Paradigms for a New World. We're taking a look at getting well, staying healthy, and doing all those good things with our special guest, Sandy Cowan, and her book, Getting Well. We'll talk more with her in just a moment. But right now, we're going to go to our AAA editor, Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, to find out about. Beth, the one word that came to mind as I was reading through some of the materials that we were going to talk about today, there's a word that a lot of people, many people don't know, especially probably the younger generation, but you probably know this word, that comes from a fairly famous book called Stranger in a Strange Land. And the word is grok.
Oh, yes. That's actually one of my sister's favorite words.
I love it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it is more than just assimilating or ingesting or incorporating. It becomes a part of every subatomic particle in your being.
Yeah, you own it, and it owns you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we are. Now, we've just gone through this week as we're heading out of Mercury in retrograde.
Yes.
And this was a week of, I'll say, aha moments or epiphanies.
Yes. Yeah, this has been an absolutely astounding week. Since we met or spoke last week, I have since also spoken with some folks who are into Mayan astrology, and it was also, this past week was one of those rare moments where something sacred and special in Western astrology lined up with something sacred and special in Mayan astrology, which in my mind gave it all the more power. And I certainly saw that in clients and stuff and in the world this week. And so now we're kind of like breathing. To me, it reminds me of like the moments after childbirth where it's like, wow, look what I just did.
Yeah.
And boy, am I tired. And I'm ready for a snack.
I know the feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're all in that mode of creating and producing, if you will, to use that word loosely.
Yes.
And now it's, I take it there's now time to pause, to rest.
Yes.
To take in what we have accomplished in this past period of time, whether it's the week or 10 days or 2 weeks.
Yes.
And our even our lifetime, for that matter, and
well,
sort of
yeah.
evaluate where we are and then where we want to go next.
Right. Well, actually, you know, where you want to go next, or for me, it's more about, you know, what the next right step is.
Ah.
I really kind of fall back on the agrarian calendar, for lack of a better word, where, you know, by this point in the year, in the annual cycle, we've already kind of begun a lot of things, and the work we're doing towards the specific goals and objectives we set out, and at the new year, you know, our New Year's resolution, for lack of a better word, you know, those seeds are we've planted them, and they're starting to sprout now, and so it is about where do I want to go next, and what's the next right action to take. Given what sprouted and what didn't, and what needs tending to, and what's doing just fine. And it's a period of kind of assessment, reflection, rest, and choosing. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and the thing is that kind of cycle, because we've talked for quite a long time on this program.
Yes.
And it seems as though this is, well, they're all cyclical. These are all repeating. But it seems as though we're moving a little more rapidly. We're moving a little more. It seems like the perception is that time is moving even faster. And it's just unbelievable where we are today. It's like I've said before, when I turned 50, it's like, how did I get here? I was just 17.
Yeah, exactly. For me also, I can't, being a Gemini, you know, I go back and forth. I can't make up my mind. Are things happening faster, or is it simply that because we have to be so much more precise now, it just makes it a lot more real, and that kind of gives us less response time. You know, we kind of have to make more kind of snap decisions, it seems like, a lot, and our decisions carry a lot of weight.
Isn't that interesting? As a matter of fact, I was just thinking about that the other day in terms of, 10 or 15 or 20 years ago in my business here in broadcasting, you would produce something, or you would be given, the sales department would get a contract, they'd get it all taken care of, you'd get the order, you'd get the script, you'd record it, then you'd put it on cassette or reel-to-reel, you'd mail it out, and then maybe a week to 10 days later they might hear it, and then phone back saying, we love it, we don't love it, or here are the changes, they fax over.
Which was hot new technology.
It was.
Yeah.
And then you do the revision, send out another revised version. Again, this is taking 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks to complete the process until it was completed. Now it's not 2 to 3 weeks, it's 2 to 3 minutes.
Right, right. And once you hit send, you know, things happen really fast. And so we are in a different age,
and that's interesting you use that term, a different age. I was going to actually think a new age, but a lot of people they have a problem with that terminology. But I also like REM's phrase from their one song, it's the end of the world as we know it. Well, the world as it existed 10 years ago doesn't.
Right.
We can't go back.
And through certain lenses, it's always the end of the world, and it's always the beginning of a new one.
Yeah.
You know, we have just this moment, each moment, and it does, again, to reiterate what I was saying earlier, it makes things a lot more real, a lot more real time, and the answer, the solutions then are still the same. You just be as mindfully and as lovingly present as you can be in every moment, and make it count.
Absolutely.
You know, make it count.
And especially as we're talking in this program about one's health, there is certainly the physical health, as our guest has gone through the issues and challenges, but also there's mental and emotional and even spiritual health and well-being.
Right, and that has been a big factor lately. You know, there's been so much energy astrologically in the sign of Aries, and that rules the physical body. And so, you know, the spring is a time when a lot of health practitioners, a lot of chiropractors and acupuncturists put a renewed emphasis on preventative care and wellness. There's often, you know, very specific spring protocols, much like a spring cleaning for your home, you know, where there's just certain things you do in the spring to ensure your health and longevity and so that you have, again, you can make the most of what you have.
And making the most of what we all have, if we are looking for some kind of support, guidance, or consultation, you provide that at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Yes.
And we'll talk again next week as we continue to progress. We will have departed the retrograde period, that time of, and I'm looking at it now as a time of observation.
Yes.
And so forth, into a new phase that we will talk about next Saturday.
Yes, and with an eye towards Mother's Day, you know, that's just off, not so far in the horizon, you know.
Absolutely.
That's coming up.
Oh, once again, it's not weeks, it's minutes that
it's
things
minutes.
Are moving. All right, Beth McDonald, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay with us. We'll be going back to our guest, Sandy Cohen, and getting well here on Tell Me Your Story.